Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Yeah, you've been listening to me for many months or many years, and you know that, well, I go to the beat of a different drummer. Hey, I'm an environmental scientist. I want to be in the outdoors every single day. That is from the hottest day in the summer to the coldest day in the winter. But hey, there are days you're just trapped inside. I know the next couple days coming up, we've got some days where the high is going to be 17 degrees. And with the wind chill, night times, we're talking way below zero. So how do we beat the winter blues, especially if you're like me or that outdoor person? Maybe you need to find an indoor adventure, one that can help you learn, plan, possibly introduce you to a new outdoor activity, and more important, put a smile on your face. How about many? There's these outdoor shows all across the country. You could take one of them in. And I attend outdoor shows, fly fishing shows, because that's my passion. I just love to. Hey, you know what? I bring my fly rod with me, but I'm always having my camera with me in a mini tripod. You see, my outdoor adventures are getting out there to fish, but hey, if I see a pileated woodpecker in a tree, fishing just stops, and I'm going to grab that camera and take the time because I want to see all that nature has to offer. Well, besides the outdoor shows, Ramsey Outdoors has their winter days, and these are events that you can just find one event. There's many going on. Check online, check in your local outdoor store, and you will find places to go. This year, I was invited to film a special event at an outdoor show by my good friend Bobby Urich. He is president of Megastrike Lures. Each year, Bobby asks many of the outdoor companies to donate some of their products. He holds an auction at the outdoor show with all the proceeds going to the USO. That is many of, you do fundraisers and you ask to donate, and how much of the money goes to the actual organization. Bobby makes sure that 100% of the proceeds goes there. So they set up a stage right in front of the bass tank, which is called the hog tank. It's 5,000 gallons of water. If you've never seen it, you just need to go outdoor show and see this, loaded with largemouth bass. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But I set up my camera in the aisle. Chairs are set up. People are going to come in and they are going to bid on products, and all that money goes towards there. And I've met this gentleman before, but Joe Bilardo, who's the head of the USO, he is a U.S. Army Vietnam vet, Bronze Star for Valor, Purple Heart. Joe gets up there and just talks about the USO and all the different things that they're doing. One of the things I didn't realize, USOs many times sets up cell phone towers, it might be in Iraq or something, so that our servicemen and women can actually just communicate with their families. So the USO does many things. I chatted with my dad. My dad's a World War II Navy vet. And I was chatting with him the other day, knowing I was going to be doing this show. And he said, I remember, he's stationed in Florida at the time down in the Keys. And he goes, I remember, there's nothing to do. And the USO just having a dance, like something that they could go to. It's all for free. And so the USO is very active, was very active, and continues to be very active today. So I am there filming, and I'm listening to guys, and it was really neat. There might be a fishing rod for, like, cost $500, and somebody's bidding and winning it for $200. So you save $300, but the saving, and that's wonderful for you, but $200 went directly to the USO, and that was a really cool thing. So it's me beating the winter blues a little bit, but also helping out. And here's a fun story. See, even though I'm filming, I'm running a camera. Typically, I'm used to being in front of a camera, but hey, I know how to run these cameras as well. That's what I do out there. And I wanted to donate. So I don't need any fishing rods. I didn't need, because I don't have boats. I'm a kayak guy. They had huge batteries and radar and sonars for fishing and all this. So I don't need that. So I saw a pair of walkie-talkies there. And I said, hey, that would be cool for Gabby and I to have because, you know, with our family playing hide-and-seek games and have walkie-talkies out there in the fields, in the woods. And, you know, just whatever, in the kayaks, just fun things. I said, I'll bid on the walkie-talkies. So I see the walkie-talkies come up, and the first bid is by Robin. And Robin happens to be Bobby Urich's assistant. And I'm going, no. Because I figure if I start bidding on it, I'm either going to raise the price for her or the price is going to be raised for me because she and I will just get in a fun little bidding war. Well, I didn't get them. I let Robin get them. And at the end, and I just said in a fun little way, I said, hey, Rob, I was just going to bid on those myself for Gabby because Gabby typically would be there with me shooting some photos. By the way, young little gal, but she's brilliant with a camera right now. And Robin just said to me, hey, I just spent $40 on those. That's all it was. She says, give me the $40 because they're for Gabby. I want to make sure that she feels good. And I appreciated that very, very much so. So, outdoor show. While I will talk about the second thing that I filmed there. So, you know, I filmed for 2 hours, took my time in. So what else did I take in at the show? Well, the motorcycle mall was there and it was in UTV heaven. They had UTVs and people are able to climb in them and around them. But I am checking them out because, hey, I will eventually, you know, next year or two, be purchasing a farm. And I know the first thing, and people say, you're going to buy a tractor? I said, no, I'm buying a UTV. So I just sort of had this little smile on my face. And last year when we were there and we were filming, Gabby wanted a stuffed animal and she wanted some different patches because there's an Army-Navy store I'll talk a little bit about. And it just, as things went on during the day, we didn't get them. Well, Gabby was sick, so guess what? I went back and I found the same booth this year and got a stuffed rainbow trout, which was really cool. I went back to the Army-Navy store and I got some Army patches that she just, because we were headed to basketball practice and I already had the bag set up in the truck the other day. So I said, yeah, remember last year? And I told the story about it. I said, yeah, we forgot. Got me. And I said, well, check in the bag. And you want to see that big old smile. You know, you got that grin from ear to ear. Hey, there's a reason why she played well in basketball at practice the other day. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But it was just worthwhile to see. Now, at that Army-Navy store, they had everything in there from Army boots to canteens, you name it. But what they did also have in there were emergency blankets, brand new, in a package. You know, they look like huge pieces of, or small pieces of aluminum foil all folded up as you open them up. And I have a backpack in my truck that has all my first aid slash emergency gear, except minus those. And I was going to order from an outdoor store, not Ramsey Outdoor, another outdoor store online. And they were like $17. They had them in there at the Army-Navy store from the Army, you know, brand new in a package, two for $5. And I said, two for $5, ding, ding, that's what I want. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, I am not a cheap man. I like to say that I am a frugal man. And so I don't buy many things, really. It's just like, I have like more than one of everything, kayaks and paddles and you name it, rods and reels and stuff. So there was a knife, and at most of these outdoor shows, they have a different company's booth set up, gentlemen selling all knives. And they had this tiny little buck knife that had a blade of about an inch and a half. And it's a perfect, it's just a stick in your pocket, you're fishing, nothing bulky. I've had my Kabar knife that I've used forever from like age 17. And I just saw that. It was like $19 and change with tax came to $20. I was like, bang. So I bought one of those at the outdoor show. The Enigma Rod Company was there. The designer was there. And I'm chatting with him and learning about their design because I've already designed a backpackable rod TFO. So a couple different things, just chatting with him. And my nephews, Wyatt and Dylan, big, big bass fishermen. So I purchased two rods, got a great deal. See, when you go to these outdoor shows, you get some good deals going on as well. So they now have their two new rods that they wanted. Now, last year, there was RV galore at the show and camper trailers and all this. And you can climb in and out. And Gabby must have gone inside and out, so I went with her. Inside and outside the same trailer like 5 times, 10 times as we walked through the show. Well, this year it was boats. And they had boats there from $10,000 up to $1 million. And once again, you can climb inside, outside, around them, see the decks and every bit of, you know, that goes on in them. Well, Gabby wasn't there, so I didn't have to climb inside them. I appreciate them, but I'm not joking. I'd rather be in my kayak. And the reason for that is, as an environmental scientist, that just, hey, as a nature lover, I can get my kayak and go to places where no one else can go because I can just paddle into these little coves. I remember many years ago up in the Adirondacks, I paddled into this cove at first light, and it was like Kingfisher Cove. They were just everywhere. I'm watching them dive into the water and fish, and that's just me and what I like. Well, going back to beating the winter blues, they have foods of all sorts. You can get buffalo jerky. I mean, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't eat any of these foods because I get, in the Italian word is agita, upset stomach. I get agita, so I don't even know. Well, there are fishing guides there at the outdoor shows from every corner of the U.S. And even if you're not going to hire one of these guides, you know, just having a great conversation because you learn a little bit more about our country and what rivers they're on and the fish that are involved. But you also get to learn because most fishing guides are naturalists as well. They've got to learn their area of the country. So just they are some just great people to chat with. One of them happens to come into the Mega Strike booth. I was taking a break in between my filming, and one of my good friends comes in, Captain Jim Frieda and his son Tommy. And I introduced them to Bobby Urich because I thought that these guys should know each other. And it's funny. And they probably live about 20 minutes from each other, never met each other. So we had this great conversation. But going back to the motorcycle mall, and at the motorcycle mall, a friend of mine, Mike, he was actually running that section of the show, the marketing, the media that was going on there. And Mike and I were talking about saltwater fishing. And I go, Mike, there's a guy I got to introduce you to, my good buddy, Captain Jim Frieda. So after I introduce Captain Jim and Tommy to Bobby Urich, and Bobby says to Tommy, hey, you contact me, and Bobby is a truth man. He goes, you contact me, he says, and I will take you out bass fishing. And then I brought Captain Jim over to meet Mike, and they had a conversation about going out into the salt because that's what Captain Jim does best. And I just thought that was neat. So beating the winter blues, I was able to hook a couple people up. Hey, and you know this, the world many times is just networking. So now for your children, if you're... Hey, bringing children to the outdoor show, as I explained to you all the different things, and you're going, well, climbing in the boats and here's stuffed animals. Well, most of them have petting zoos there. So this one has a small petting zoo, just something for the children to do. And they also have there a raptor show. It's, you know, they'll say at 11 o'clock, the raptor show begins, whatever the timing is. And they bring out birds of prey. Birds of prey happen to be raptors. So they bring them out. They discuss them. The scientist or the raptor rehabilitator, my friend Giselle Smisco from the Avian Wildlife Center, something like that, would get up there, mic'd up, and they would talk and teach you all about them. So remember I said at the beginning of the show, beating the winter blues many times, you could be learning about different things because, hey, you could be out there hiking along and you see a red-tailed hawk, red-shouldered hawk, whatever it is. And now you have some more base knowledge about it. And that's the cool thing. And I also said you could learn. Well, guess what? There is a fly fishing pool. So they set up this. It looks like a pool about 6 inches deep, maybe about 10, 12 feet wide and about 40, 50, 60 feet long. And there are guys there with fly rods, and they will teach you how to cast. I gave a number of different things, but it might introduce you to a new activity for life that's there. Now, beating the winter blues, and I don't know how this goes, but in every outdoor show I go to all across America, there are booths that just sell socks. And I mean, there's not just one booth, but there's like 5 booths. So obviously they must do well. So I guess if you want to make some money, open up the sock booth at an outdoor show. Just really. Fishing game was there. And, you know, typically I order my fishing license online. And I'm going, hey, they're there. Guess what? And like I told you, I'm a frugal guy, but I got to order my license and trout stamp. So I walked over, chatted with the person selling them. And the person selling them also had to be an environmental scientist. So she and I just happened to have this great conversation. That's what I'm saying. This is what the day is about and how you beat the winter blues. Great conversation. I buy my trout stamp, my license, and off I go. And now the last thing I was there for, Bobby Urich was going to be up on the bass tank, that hog trough. There's a platform above it. And he was going to be teaching because, once again, there are scheduled talks that are there. And he was going to be up there, mic'd up, and he was going to be teaching about different bass techniques. He's got a bunch of different rods already rigged up, a number of his Mega Strike lures. And Bobby is a great speaker, great teacher. And he gave these lessons. He says, okay, number one, you should do number two. But the number one, and then he reinforced it at the very end of his talk, his number one was take a child fishing. And I was filming all this. And again, I've been around Bobby. We fish together. I actually get to film when his new lures come out. I'm in a bass boat with him and I get to film them. So I know Bobby well. But he's telling people, and you know, there's a parent and a child sitting in the audience, and you know, many of the combinations. And Bobby's going, take him fishing, take him fishing. Well, after I finish filming, I go back in the Mega Strike booth, and that's where I ran into Captain Jim at that time. But one of the fathers and sons listened and came over. And I am telling you, Bobby just came back to the booth because I guess that's what he's going to do. It's his business. And that son is there with the father. Bobby must have spent easy a half hour with him. And it wasn't him trying to sell his gear. It was him trying to educate that child. I guess the boy was about 12 years old, somewhere around there, and the father. And just had the greatest conversation. And Bobby said to him, he said, my phone number is on there. And I happen to know this is true. He was on the back of those lures. He said, my phone number is there. He says, if you have a question, anytime you call me. And his assistant, Robin, will put that phone call through. You see, beating the winter blues, I think that child just made a friend for life. And I think that's just, I mean, to me, that's what this is all about. So you go there. You learn a little bit more. You have a smile on your face. And you dream about tomorrow's outdoor adventures. That's how we beat the winter blues. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.